And finally, tonight it's game 6 of the NBA Finals, which means we might be saying goodbye to an ad campaign. Madeline, there can be only one.
There's so many emotions at the end of the season, and nobody likes to talk about it. But one of them is fear. Fear that you come this far and it could all end. The dream could die.
That's L.A. Laker Kobe Bryant and Boston Celtic Kevin Garnett in one of a series of NBA playoff commercials. If you haven't been watching, they feature two players reading the same monologue in split screen. They're mostly today's stars like Tim Duncan and Chris Paul.
But me, I like the fear. It means I'm close. It means I'm ready.
There's also one with players from the past, Magic Johnson and Larry Bird.
Rivalries are born, but they never die. Rivalries live on.
Tonight may be the last time you're able to see these ads, that is, if the Celtics win in Game 6. But what would any successful ad campaign be without parodies? You'll probably be seeing them for some time.
There was the Saturday Night Live Barack Obama-Hillary Clinton version where both candidates go a little off script.
Now, two candidates remain. Only one mathematically viable. Both have their assets, charisma,
ruthless ambition,
and their liabilities,
Reverend Jeremiah
Bill Clinton. And they both have their eyes on one prize, the Democratic nomination
in 2012.
It's not over until all the votes are counted,
including Michigan and Florida.
Adam Sandler and NBA star Baron Davis did one to promote Sandler's new movie, You Don't Mess with the Zohan.
All your life, you have a dream.
No, my friend. It's pronounced a dream.
A dream?
No.
You have a dream?
No, you have a dream. No. You want to make the playoffs next year, you change your hair.
Little surprise, YouTube has a few versions, too. Here's a fake one with Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds.
There are so many tools players use in the offseason, and nobody likes to talk about it, but one of them is needles. Needles that get put in your butt to make you throw harder.
Okay, Alex, and here's the one you and I did.
There are so many emotions at the end of the show, and one of them is fear. Fear that you've come a whole hour and the show will end. But I like the fear. It means I'm close. It means I can go home.
Okay, that's enough. Let's stop that. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Cohen.